And this week's honoree is a team of lost dog investigators, volunteers who combine skill, strategy, and big old hearts to reunite families with their missing best friends.
He can't go like 5 minutes without being petted.
He's a really sweet dog.
That's Rhett and Chelsea Austell. And the sweet dog they're talking about, that's Lenny, their 3-year-old tricolor Bernedoodle with a lapdog attitude and a whole lot of love.
He's very gentle, but very playful.
But a year ago, the Austells were already facing a difficult season.
I had just had cancer surgery for metastatic appendix cancer.
I was nearly 9 months pregnant, so I was about 8.5 months pregnant.
After spending weeks in New York for Rhett's surgery, they returned to devastating news. Lenny, who was staying with family, was missing.
He had been in the yard, but I guess there were some landscapers that were working and he just escaped.
Panic set in and the family immediately launched a full-scale search. Flyers, Facebook posts, late-night drives. But after 24 hours, still no Lenny.
Driving around at 10 p.m. at night, calling for him, really no idea what to do and kind of just totally bereft.
That's when K911 Lost Dog Search stepped in.
We are here 24 hours a day for their dogs, and we're going to do everything we can do to get their dog back home to them.
You just heard Stacy Clemens, one of K911's missing animal response certified volunteers. When a dog goes missing, they show up day or night, and they stay connected as long as it takes.
Sometimes it takes days, sometimes it takes weeks. And throughout that whole time, we have to keep the family together.
Stacy took the lead on Lenny's case. She helped the family blanket the area with neon flyers, field calls, sort through tips, and share one critical message.
Do not chase the dog if you see it. The best thing to do if you see it is ignore it and go pick up the phone.
She set humane traps, set up cameras, checked feeds throughout the night.
We have eyes on that camera 24 hours a day.
And never let the family give up hope.
These dogs are so resilient. They will find a way to survive.
Then one night, after days of searching, Stacy headed into the woods near a place where Lenny had been spotted. She had an unusual tool of the trade, a pan and a pile of fried chicken and special gravy. Oh, and she started cooking.
Things that are real smelly, that'll put a lot of smoke up in the air to try to lure the dog where we want them to come to.
The smell was so compelling, Lenny couldn't resist. He walked into the trap. Stacy got there fast, and she took Lenny home.
I'll tell you, it's one of the most rewarding things that I've done in my lifetime.
And when Rhett and Chelsea saw their baby,
he's just off the wall, so excited. Yeah, with lots of tears.
Yeah.
But that experience, as the Austells, made it easy for them to nominate K911 Lost Dog Search for the Good Souls Project.
Stacy and K911 are good souls because they really care about these animals and care about the families in our communities.
We pretty much take every case that comes in. As long as we have a volunteer in the area, we're on board.
Hi, I'm Julie Metzger. I'm the founder of one of the founders of Team Ruby of K911 Lost Dog Search.
People will message us typically on Facebook, sometimes call, sometimes email.
Julie and her K911 team cover Bucks, Montgomery, and Lehigh counties, taking on scores of lost dog cases every year.
Success rate is really high, kind of unbelievable. It's in the 90 percentile.
Their secret, K911, has a tried and trusted method of tracking down lost dogs.
Flyering is the number one reason why dogs are brought home. I can't stress that enough.
That, plus K911 volunteers, understand canine nature. You know, how frightened dogs think and where they hide.
You know, abandoned buildings or new construction or underneath a hot tub, you have no idea.
This group formed more than a decade ago while searching for Ruby, a lost greyhound. They never found her, but they found a mission.
We all fit together and decided to stay together and, like, let's help other dogs.
The team is made up of vet techs, hairdressers, office workers, people with day jobs and big old hearts, and they all live for that moment a runaway is finally back home. Definitely good soul work.
When I hear good soul, I think of somebody that does things for the kindness of doing it. I'm really happy to be a part of something that helps so many people at a really, really bad time of their life.
If you know someone who you think serves as a role model for compassion, generosity, and service, tell us their story by nominating your person at whyy.org/goodsouls. I'm Cherry Gregg. Thanks for listening.